Yep, but. A bucket.
What kind of bucket should you call it?
A slop bucket.
How do you fry eggs in it?
In a frying pan.
Have you ever heard it called another name?
Yes, I heard it called a skillet.
Any other name?
Spile.
What is it made of?
It's made of. All are made of cast iron.
Did you have one with legs in the old fireplace?
No, I did.
Have you ever heard of anyone having one?
Yeah, our grandmother had one.
What about something big and black that you had out in the backyard that you might use for heating up the water to boil your clothes?
Wash pot.
Would you use it for anything else, like boiling potatoes?
Yeah.
What did you use it for?
I used it to boil clothes.
Any other thing besides boiling clothes?
I did some canning in the wash pot.
What were you canning?
Blackberries and peaches.
How did you go about doing this?
I'd first cold pack them.
And how was this done?
You'd wash them, put them in a jar, and then pour water on them. Pour water. Then screw the top on them.
Then what would you do with them?
Put them in the pot.
Put them over in the pot.
That's right.
Would anything else be in the pot besides these jars?
Yes, you put some kind of cloth at the bottom of the pot.
Why?
Keep the jars from laying on the bottom.
If the jars laid on the bottom, what would happen to them?
It might burst.
What would you call the container that you plant some sort of flower in? In the house?
A flower pot.
What would you call the container if you pick your cut flowers? Like the one over there.
Vase.
What are the eating utensils that you set at each plate when you are setting the table for supper?
A knife, fork, and spoon.
If you served steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put steak what by the plate?
A steak knife.
If the dishes are all dirty, we say, it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. I must what the dishes?
I must wash the dishes.
After you wash the dishes, then you do what to them?
Dry.
After you wash them?
You rinse them off.
What do you call that cloth or rag you use in washing dishes?
A dish rag.
What do you call that cloth or rag you use in drying dishes?
A drying cloth.
What do you call the small square of terrycloth that you use to bathe your face?
Called a wash rag.
After bathing, what do you use to dry off with?
A towel.
What do you turn on?
A hydrant.
Have you ever heard it called by another name?
Yes, call it a faucet.